Eternity's Edge by Brian Davis. Read by Michael Longstreth. Chapter 1. A Stalker. Nathan strode down the hospital hallway, his brain focused on a single thought: finding his parents. Once mutilated and dead in matching coffins, now they were alive. He had touched his father's chain-bound arms through the dimensional mirror and felt his loving strength. He had heard his mother's voice, and once again bathed in the majesty of her matchless violin. Yet, the beautiful duet they had played at the funeral had once again become a solo. He had failed. The dimensional portal collapsed, and there was no word from Earth Blue as to whether or not his parents might still be in the bedroom where they had sought rescue from their captivity. He sat down on a coffee-stained sofa in the waiting area and clenched his fist. His parents were real. They were alive. And now he had to move heaven and earth, maybe even three Earths, to find them. Staring into the hall, he mentally re-entered Kelly's room and saw her lying on the bed, beaten and bruised from their ordeal, her shoulder lacerated and her eyes half blind. The words he spoke to her just moments ago came back to him. "We'll search for them together." But how could she help? With all the dangers ahead, how could a blinded, wounded girl help him find his parents? A sharp, matronly voice shook him from his meditative trance. "Ah, there you are!" Nathan shot to his feet. Clara marched toward him, her heels clacking on the tile floor as she pushed back her windblown gray hair. Walking stride for stride next to the tall lady, Dr. Gordon stared at a cell phone, his face as grim as ever. As they entered the waiting area, Nathan nodded toward the hallway. "Tony's with Kelly. Thought I'd let them have some daddy-daughter time." While Dr. Gordon punched his cell phone keys, apparently typing out a text message, Clara lowered her voice. Dr. Gordon received a cryptic email.